greatly honored and delighted to be with you on this very auspicious occasion. I'm delighted to welcome you all to the Tamale Sports Stadium, which in some few minutes will proudly bear the name of one of the most illustrious sons of the land of our birth. Indeed, today, 10th December 2017, will go down as one of the most significant landmarks in the history of our nation, and a day to remind all citizens that Ghana is a land worth dying for. I am most privileged to be standing here on behalf of His Excellency the President, Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, whose magnanimity and foresight and kindness we are enjoying today. So I read this on his behalf. I'm not here to read a tribute in honor of our beloved Alhaji Aliyu Mahama of blessed memory. Rather, I'm here on behalf of the government and people of Ghana to immortalize the name of a true patriot, nationalist, and philanthropist. I'm also here to fulfill a campaign pledge that the president made in the run-up to the December 2016 election, that when the favor of God falls on the MPP government and are given the mantle by the good people of Ghana to steer the affairs of this great nation, the Tamale Sports Stadium will be renamed the Aliyu Mahama Sports Stadium. I am happy that this glorious day has arrived. It is the day God has made. Let us rejoice in it. And characteristic of the MPP government, I am here to fulfill one of our campaign promises. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, on the 3rd of March, 1946, a great leader, philanthropist, and a statesman, Alhaji Aliyu Mahama, was born in Yendi. I am proud of the people of Yendi who gave us such a heroic son as Alhaji Aliyu Mahama. I am equally proud and grateful to the Tamale Government Secondary School, Tamasco, and the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, who educated Alhaji Aliyu Mahama to become an asset to the nation. He was also an alumnus of the Ghana Institute of Management and Public Administration, GIMPA, where he went to sharpen his management and leadership skills. Alhaji Aliyu Mahama became a political leader and served as a vice president of the Republic of Ghana from January 2001 until January 2009. Alhaji Aliyu Mahama was never really involved in sporting activities as an athlete, but he was involved in supporting many sportsmen and women as they rose on the ladder of fame. Alhaji Rahimu Badamoshi's book on the North. In this book, Alhaji Badamoshi recounts the role of Alhaji Aliyu Mahama and the role he played in the formation of Real Tamale United, from a number of clubs in the Tamale municipality to one unified first division team that could stand by itself and counted among the elite football teams in Ghana. in order to support footballers on a very personal level, he added most of the players to the pay voucher of his company. By this method, he practiced the concept of professionalism in Ghana football even before professional football was officially adopted in Ghana. Real Tamale United was a sporting club that had basketball and volleyball wings apart from football. Through these clubs, many players were recruited into the national basketball and volleyball teams. Fellow Ghanaians, it is pertinent to state that Alhaji Aliu Mahama was influential in setting on Tamale as a site for the new stadium in Ghana. Indeed, he, when he was vice president then, met the CAN 208 local organizing committee several times and impressed upon them the reason to construct a stadium in Tamale to serve the needs of that sector of Ghana. It is also on record that Alhaji Aliu Mahama paid transportation charges from his own resources to support the basketball, football, and volleyball teams when they had to travel to play in competitions outside Tamale. To crown it all, Alhaji Aliu Mahama bought a 70-seater bus for RTU to support the club in its travels. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, fellow Ghanaians, my admiration for an interest in Alhaji Aliu Mahama is not in the chronology of his achievement, but in his character. He was principled, upright, and caring. His whole life was devoted to uplifting humanity from obscurity to limelight. He was immensely influential in lifting Abedi Pele and many other sportsmen and women from obscurity to the limelight. Alhaji Aliu Mahama is indeed a national hero and a sports icon. His achievement and deeds transcend space and time. His name is therefore immortalized by naming the Tamale Sports Stadium, which after all, he was instrumental in the building of this Tamale Sports Stadium. It is only fair and just that Nana Adodankwa Akufo-Addo will name this stadium after him. This stadium symbolizes the love that Alhaji Aliu Mahama had for the development of Tamale in particular and our dear nation Ghana as a whole. As Alhaji Aliu Mahama used sports as a means of uniting many fragmented football teams and supporters from a position of weakness and mediocrity to an enviable position of strength and excellence, so should the name of this stadium be a symbol of unity, an edifice to ignite the spirit of selflessness and honesty, a monument to inculcate the values of patriotism, nationalism, and volunteerism in Ghanaians. Let therefore from now on the old Tamale Sports Stadium give way to the new name, the name that immortalizes a national hero, a name that resonates with philanthropism and discipline, and that name is Aliu Mahama Sports Stadium. God bless all of you. God bless us all. God bless our homeland, Ghana. Thank you very much for your attention.